You're listening to Vectis Radio. Prickles is in, and we've now been joined by a lovely lady, author, and life coach. The list is endless to her talents. But are you sitting too comfortably, Maggie Curry?
I think I might be.
Then I should begin. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
So you've got the third book out.
The third book, yes.
So the first one came out 5-6 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Then we had another couple of years later, and now this is book three, and this is available now in the shops.
It is.
Where can we get it from?
You can get it from the publishers, who are Melrose Books. You can get it on Amazon, and I'm sure if you go into the major high street stores and ask for it, they can get it in for you.
Okay.
Or if you don't want to buy it, you can go to the library and ask them to get it in for you.
Do you know what I like about your books? And I'm going to like this one because I know that it's a hell of a lot shorter than the others.
What, you mean you can read it?
Yeah. Well, I don't have a concentration span long enough for some books. I really struggle. But this is, do you have a comfort zone? He's asking me a question. Do you have a comfort zone? And do you know what? Everyone has a comfort zone, don't they?
They do.
And so what's, when people get too comfortable, then what happens?
What happens?
Yeah.
Nothing happens. Nothing changes.
So then they have
you
to
just
come
plod
out.
Along in life. Don't have to. If they're happy there, that's fine. Not a problem.
It goes on to say, if so, are you aware of it? And that will be the issue, isn't it?
Because some people aren't aware.
Just not aware of it.
They just do the same things every day because they assume that's what they do.
So what made you write this?
It all came about with my friend Heather in Australia. And she was diagnosed with terminal cancer. I'd never met her in person, but I'd spoken to her every week on Skype. And she said, they've given me 5 months to live. She said, but I intend to be around for the next 30 years. And I had no intention of ever going to Australia because I don't like travelling, I don't like flying, I don't like going on my own. But I said, I'm coming out to see you. And I booked the flights and I went and I came back and it was all okay. And I thought, if I can do that, other people can, surely. It was well outside my comfort zone.
I must admit, I mean, that kind of, it would freak me out. You know, it's not like a little flight to France or upcountry or something. You're talking, 36 hours?
There were 3 6-hour flights with sort of stops in between.
Right.
But then you only get on a plane and it's taking you somewhere. You haven't actually got to do anything.
Okay. But did you have to convince yourself to work on it, to sort of say, right, I'm going?
No,
you just said, that's it, I'm going.
It's something I had to do, yeah.
Okay. Would there have been a time in your life when you wouldn't have done that?
Oh, yeah.
So what's changed?
It's working on myself with life coaching, I suppose, and working with other people on their lives. And it was just something that I felt I had to do. And I thought, I can do this, so I did.
It's just not. I mean, this is what I like about you. You're, and you won't mind me saying this. You're an ordinary lady off the street that has proved.
Well, ordinary, yes.
that has proved to people that, hey, look, that thing that you think you can't do, if you actually put your mind to it, you can.
If you want to do it, you will.
Exactly. Are you unsure if you even have a comfort zone? How do we find out whether we've got one or not? Then
push yourself. Do something different. Have a different filling in your sandwich one day.
I know you said that to me before.
Yeah,
and
that's,
I do
that's
now.
That's changing your comfort zone, isn't it?
It is.
But if you always have cheese in your sandwich, have, I don't know, cheese and pickle. Go mad.
Do you know what? One of the biggest things we have to overcome as humans is that we're in that like zone, and sometimes we go like that and we close our minds and we can't do anything. We don't look outside the box. We don't, you know, we always just, we do the same thing.
There isn't a box. There is no box. We invent that box.
We do. Do you think
we're conditioned?
Do we invent it to, you know, for a reason?
It's like we invent stress. It doesn't exist.
Right. Okay.
We make it.
We create our own stress.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then it does exist, doesn't it?
Well, no, it doesn't.
But this thing that we do. Why do we do that? Do you think? Is it to make ourselves safe? To wrap ourselves
it
up?
It is safety. Yes.
So
you feel safe.
So when
but
I
are you really safe?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? We do think we are for some reason. We get into that zone and we think it's what we know. It's what we feel comfortable with.
Well, yes, but you haven't got to be fearless because that would be ridiculous. Because you have to have some sort of fear, otherwise you you might get run over crossing the road because you think that car's not going to hit me. But of course it will, so you have to have some degree of fear. But nothing is that bad. The fear of what may happen is worse than the actual action.
It's really strange when you analyse people's lives and maybe your own and you look at other people and you think how many times have we heard people say that when they get to a certain age they wish that they'd have done something, and it's a case of don't be that person. You
absolutely
don't have to be. Is that what am I going
to
get?
It takes no more energy to do something than it does to wish to do something.
Absolutely right. What am I going to get when I read this book?
I don't know. What will you get? Each person is different. Somebody will get something different out of it.
Okay.
Some people will say, actually, I'm going to stay precisely where I am. I'm happy in my comfort zone. Others will say, I'm going to move a little tiny step out. And some will go, wow, I'm going to do X, Y, Z.
Okay.
Bungee jumping in the Congo or whatever.
See, I couldn't do bungee jumping.
No, me neither.
And I wouldn't want to do
no.
bungee, even if I was out of my zone
looking
at everything. But I must admit, I've known you for just over five years.
Mm-hmm.
And I must admit that there are certain times that you've inspired me to go to different levels and do things differently and so on and so forth. So, without even reading this book, I can recommend it.
Thank you.
Because you have that influence over me, if that's the right way of doing it. I say influence it's basically inspiration. That's what I get from you.
Thank you.
Because I always think, right, I can't do that, and it's almost like you're there, sat on my shoulder now, saying, yes, you can. Why can't you?
Because
I can just hear that Maggie Curry way of why can't you?
Yeah, why can't you?
Exactly. Perhaps that's the next book.
And how many things have you done that you didn't think you could do?
Quite a few.
Well, there you are.
Quite a few. Because of that, it just, from somewhere you get the strength. I mean, you're the same age as me. You must have gone through life and thought, I can't do that. You need it. Everyone needs a Maggie Curry in their life.
Yeah, for a long time I thought I can't do stuff. We kind of stop ourselves, don't we?
I think so.
Yeah, like Maggie said, it's the fear rather than the doing.
Is it a comfort blanket, do you think?
Sometimes just conditioning. You're told you can't do it, so you believe that.
So in the last, little while, what's the thing that you found, that apart from going to Australia, because that was a big thing, do you do this on a regular basis where you think, right,
go to Australia?
do you do this on a regular basis where you think, right, okay, I can't do that. No, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this.
Well, yeah, most things, really, because you think to yourself, oh, I've got this great big job to do with whatever, and you think, oh, I can't do that. Actually, yes, you can. If you put your mind to it.
You can do anything if you put your mind to it.
I don't know about anything.
Well, within reason.
Within reason. I mean, you can't walk to the moon. That's just impossible.
Well, it's funny, because back in 1986, I sent a demo to a radio station, or I was about to. And my ex-wife said to me, oh, you'll never get on the radio, you won't. And I then didn't bother sending the demo, and I waited about 4 or 5 years before I did. And there was a little bit of me now that thinking, you've wasted those years. But then you think, no,
maybe.
Hang on a minute, look at it in a positive light. You weren't ready to do that.
Perhaps it wasn't the right time, yeah.
But I was ready to do it then,
if it
yeah.
was the right time, you'd have said, sod it, and done
yeah.
it.
Yeah, absolutely. So are you sitting too comfortably is the question. And how long is this going to take me to read?
You, yeah. Or about a year, I should think. Most people, yeah. An afternoon.
I'd like to do that in an afternoon.
It's only a couple of hours.
Okay.
It's quite a short book.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So can we buy it online?
You can buy it online. I told you that already.
Oh, no, I'm just sort of recapping.
Amazon,
I'm recapping now.
Amazon or from the publishers.
Right. Is it available on your website?
It is available through my website, yes.
Okay, do you want to give us the website details then?
It's maggiecurry.co.uk.
That's what I like about you. It's always fun, it's always a pleasure, and I wish you well with this book. And
Thank you.
And there'll be another one coming out soon, but read this one first. All right.
Okay.
And the other two are available as well. We better give them
a quick plug
as well.
They're all available from Amazon.
And on your website
just
as well.
Just put my name in to Amazon and
okay.
It'll pop up.
Okay, and it's spelled C U R-R-I-E.
Yes.
Not the way I always spell it, like a curry.
No.
Okay. Maggie, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you.